One of the ad campaigns that Toyota recently rolled out targeting Asian Americans features a Japanese pop star. Here's the catch. That pop star is animated. And as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, she is part of a new wave of virtual musicians.
Hatsune Miku is a cartoon, a big-eyed anime girl who looks like any other anime girl, but with long, flowing green hair. In this commercial, she jumps out of a shiny black car.
Introducing the new 2011 Toyota Corolla.
In Japan, Miku is everywhere. She's recorded hit songs, she's got a video game, and she sells out live concerts. If live is the right word.
They use 12 different projectors to project her in 3D space. She towers. She's a good 20 feet tall on those concerts.
Justin Tsevakis of the Anime News Network was hoping to see Miku live this weekend. She's performing for the first time in Los Angeles. But her shows have completely sold out. Cartoon bands for kids are nothing new. Think Alvin and the Chipmunks. But Japanese anime has taken cartoon bands to slick, sophisticated new levels and created broader demand for them. They're nothing like the creaky old groups of the 1960s and 70s, like Josie and the Pussycats or the Archies. Oh, honey,
honey. The Archies were born because the Monkees didn't want to sing Sugar Sugar. It was offered to the Monkees.
Ben Greenman is the music editor of the New Yorker magazine.
An artificial band, the Monkees, rejected it. So it went and helped create this artificial band, the Archies.
And gave them a number one hit single. But the Archies animation?
I wouldn't say sub-Scooby-Doo.
But close. For years, cartoon bands were mostly sub-Scooby-Doo. Then, about a decade ago, the Gorillas came along. I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. The Gorillas are a sophisticated pop art project. They proved that animated bands could be multimedia pioneers, combining music, technology, art, video, even comedy. Since then, other animated bands have experimented with image, artifice, and theatricality, all vascular to pop. The New Yorker's Ben Greenman likes a Cartoon Network band called Death Block. They made an album that got on real pop charts a few years ago. Greenman thinks there's a chance another animated band called Studio Killers might score a hit this summer. Studio Killers is a shadowy international collective of artists. When you think about it, making a virtual band is a great way for people who don't live in the same country to collaborate on a song, say, about failing to get into a nightclub. No, I haven't had no dope. Lift up the velvet rope. Mr. Dorman, stop teasing. I'm freezing. In a crumbling music industry, cartoon bands can solve labor problems. Producers can swap out voices or even use machines. And how convenient to have pop stars who never get fat, never throw tantrums, and never get old. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.